How is that? How does the brain, the thing that is thinking the thought, not know how the thought is thunk?
It's the truth.
That might be the title. You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, episode number 16. I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
And we are finally in the new studio.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, we've got it. I'm going to say we've at least got the basic idea.
Yep.
About 90% fleshed out.
And we're not on a lake, if you can hear the crickets.
Yeah, we got crickets. Have you heard a cricket under the refrigerator?
Yeah, it's coming from somewhere.
He's under the refrigerator, yeah. And he is not afraid of any of us.
Absolutely
no, not. Because I hear him every night, and I think it's awesome.
Yes. Don't mind that noise. We got the windows open because it's a little warm here.
Yeah, it heated up quick while we were putting up the studio foam.
Well, it's like that. I get the west? I almost said west wind. The sunset. This mm-hmm. is facing west, so right this time of the afternoon, it can get pretty hot.
Although, sitting here in the studio isn't quite as bad as sitting down at the table sun was burning your retinas out.
Well, it had you in the eye and had me on the back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'd sit there and it wouldn't be nice.
Yes. So yeah. So we've got a bunch of studio foam, and I've been making pretty patterns for the past 2 hours. Nothing's fallen off in a while, so that's good.
That's pretty good.
We're holding up with thumbtacks, and we got a new studio computer. We've got a whole new layout. There's not wires just laying on top of each other.
Well, plus that other table was 2x2. Or was it 2x2 or 1.5 by 1.5? Whatever the hell it is.
It's tiny. The new monitor is about the size of the table we had before. So
this is a little nice. Yeah,
I'm excited. And this is just, we got the door open. We've got the windows open. So we're not even fully sound.
Proofed.
No, but we got probably about 70% of the echo out.
It's a world of difference.
Yeah, much better than it was. Plus, we got the big, what is that, vinyl, the picture?
Oh, Stacy had got me 1 year, was it last year for Christmas, or was it the year before? It was the year before last year I got the telescope.
Yes, that's the awesome telescope.
What is that, like 6x4, something like that?
It's big.
It's a, I've been talking about going to see the Redwoods for a while now. I'd like, you know, I just want to, because they're amazing. And so she had got me this.
I just took a picture of it, put it up on that website.
Yeah, this giant vinyl, I guess it is, picture poster. Now, I should have backed it by now, but they actually sent it with these. 3M makes it. They're self-adhesive Velcro. So you stick them on the wall and you stick them on the picture itself. And it actually looks pretty cool because it sticks out a little, so it almost looks like it's kind of hanging there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
In the last year and a half, it only had one issue with it when it kind of separated not too long
ago. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked by and it was laying on the floor.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so we got the Redwoods there. We've got the comforter on the floor to absorb some sound.
Yeah, because it's hardwood.
Yeah.
So if you hear a little...
Yeah, you hear some creaking.
That's nothing you can do about that.
Nothing. Yeah, we just grabbed whatever chairs we could find. So for right now,
this is perfect.
Yeah, we just wanted to get in here and do something. Yeah. So it's been fun. This has been like 18 years. I've been
18 years
trying to build a studio to do something, either music or well, back then podcasting didn't exist, but you know, something.
Podcasting.
Yeah. What the hell's a podcast?
You got a cast in pots? What?
Yeah. Podcasting. Damn hippies.
What's that, iron?
Yeah, I don't know who that's supposed to be.
I don't know. Well, and I've been talking about
what's a pog?
I've been talking about getting into... Hey, there goes one. I've been talking about like voiceover work and shit like that for... it's probably since before you went to Florida, I think, and I had to be talking about at that time. So you're looking at 7 to 8 years where there just was a lot of other shit that got in the way.
Yeah.
But now it seems like the appropriate time to actually do something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for a change, even though I'm moving up my company. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I've
Too many hours.
I've been killing myself.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with me. I'm making money, and our company's doing great. After almost nearly 15 years with this company, and however long before, I kind of, my body has taken a really big hit for sitting behind a desk, not moving at all. And going into the next couple decades of my life, I want to try something where I'm not going to be subjecting my body to anything where you're just, I don't know. It's hard to explain to people who don't sit behind a desk.
Yeah. And while you're talking, I apologize for the clicking, but this computer has been running for literally 3 minutes, and I'm just still adjusting the settings because the display went off. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's nice. We got dual monitors now. And
this is nice.
Room to, you know, sit back and...
Crickets?
Crickets.
That are, for some reason, are extremely loud. Yeah. Well, we've mentioned before the weird audio vortex.
Yes.
That we have. Now, we're... How many... Let's see, at least 20, 25 feet off the ground?
No. No, I mean, we're only on the second floor. So we're maybe 10 feet off the ground.
No, but there's another 4 feet or so at least from that window.
14.
Like I said, 14 feet.
Yeah, 20, 20. We're like a half a mile above the ground.
It's like 5 stories high. but we're on it's a sloping hill. So the neighbors next door, they're a little bit, you know, it's a little... visually, it's never mind.
Yeah, and we're directly above where we were podcasting before.
Exactly.
So we're getting the same sound bouncing in, but
it'll be interesting to see because you could hear the cars driving by a lot more. But once we get those windows covered, I think that'll disappear.
Yeah, well,
or dissipate.
We've got two windows open here, and they're actual regular size windows downstairs. There were the vertical windows. There wasn't as much noise coming through. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we don't have anything up as far as soundproof on that window right now, so.
I like it, though.
Yeah, just for a podcast, it's a little more natural sounding. I'm looking at Redwoods, and I'm hearing crickets.
Crickets.
Well, and I have been drinking beer since I got home, so.
Yeah, this is like my fourth, I think.
Yeah, and I slammed that one. You're like, you ready for a beer? I'm like, yeah.
And well, I've been, Stacy was over yesterday, and then I took her home this afternoon, and I've just been... I had to clean this. I had to do a lot of shit this weekend.
Yeah.
So this is the first moment I've had to sit down all weekend. So I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah. Well, and it's Sunday's kind of a fuck this kind of day now. Now that I've got Mondays off. I should be getting Sundays and Mondays off now. We've got some guys starting. And my Sundays aren't as hectic as the rest of my week, luckily.
It's really noisy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
it sounds like you got some really bad gas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put something onto this chair.
Yeah. Well, we just had to screw that together. So
that's true.
It fell apart.
Well, this chair was one of my cousins gave me this chair. I was telling him the story that it's got to be maybe, let's see, what year is this? Almost 20 years ago. And he gave me a whole bedroom suit, and this was part of it. And it's this kind of 1980s black lacquer oriental look to it. And I've always wanted to throw this chair out. And every girl I've dated or who's even just friends who've been in the house, they're like, oh, that's such a gorgeous chair. It's so nice. I just never threw it out.
Yeah. Well, now you got somewhere to sit.
Now I have somewhere to sit. So it came in handy.
Yes. And this chair, it's not the most comfortable thing, but it's a chair.
Don't even know where I got that.
Yeah. Oh, who cares?
Collection.
Yeah.
Now, that's another reason why I want to start trying to do something else because I was listening to this study, which I've kind of thought for a while about why as a culture we're needing glasses more.
Yeah, you're talking about that. It's interesting.
Yeah, and they said that they've been doing studies for a while, and the study they brought up was with these Inuits. Four beers later.
Inuits. Inuits. I can't even say Inuits.
Inuits. And they said that...
Inuits.
Like when they first made contact with this tribe or these people, they were able to see like vast distances, like a mile or two, and they could spot certain things, polar bears or whatever.
Crazy.
Else. Crazy.
Yeah.
But you expect that you'd adapt in that, you know, that climate for that.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they survive.
Right. And then whenever they came back a couple decades later or whatever... A lot of them needed glasses, and they couldn't figure out why. And after all these studies, they realized that it's reading. But the more you start reading and looking at a TV or a computer, what they're thinking is that your eyes are adjusted. Your eyes are meant to continuously focus.
Yes.
You're not meant to look in one spot. You're meant to look off in the distance, look close to you, look down on the ground.
Yeah, you're meant to scan.
Right.
Yeah.
And my eyes are pretty bad as it is. So I'm thinking this is...
it's the neighbor's dog.
It was like two or three. So it's another reason why we got to get this studio up and running.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that window's got absolutely no sound protection over it.
Oh, so absolutely not.
We'll get some heavy drapes on that and, you know, we'll be good. It'll be warm in here, but we'll be okay.
Well, we're going into winter anyway.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, that's funny that you were talking about that, because when I was down in Florida and I was kayaking, and I'd be gone for a couple of days just out,
mm-hmm.
my eyes would feel better after a day or two of just being out with no phone, no computer, no reading, no looking, just out there, you know, trying navigating waterways and, you know, just kind of out there surviving. I mean, that wasn't like survival stuff, but, you know, just being out there and actually doing what your eyes are meant to do.
Exactly.
And I would always feel better after that. My eyes would always feel better.
See, I had a couple years ago, it's been at least 3 or 4 years, I had this one seat where it was near the windows. Now my building is big, about 1,000 people in the building. And this is a Appalachian mountain range, isn't it? The Appalachians, technically?
Technically, it's like right between the Appalachians and the Poconos.
Right. So I honestly could see out the window of a mountain range, not big, but I could see it, so I had something to look at. So throughout the day, I'd be able to just look up and focus.
Yeah, just look away from the computer.
And I haven't done that because the last few years I've been bounced around the building, and now I have nowhere to look.
Yeah, you can look at the next cubicle.
That's it.
That's not far enough.
No. On Friday, before the end of the day, my eyes were... I was almost having trouble focusing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I looked at my watch. I'm like, 9 hours? I'm like, that's good enough for today. I'm like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's good enough. When my eyes are having trouble focusing, I'm like, I got to get out of here. Well, this is actually the work we should be talking about.
Yeah, and this is actually what we both wanted to do for a while now. Now, earlier in my life, I was in been in a couple of bands.
I've listened to bands.
And yeah, you've listened to bands. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we wanted to do, and I got to see, now Todd may be available to come and do a podcast, and that would be awesome to get Todd here.
Bring him in.
My buddy Todd, who was the drummer in the first band I was in, and that was, I told you a story about that band where I was going to be the bass player, and Todd was going to be a guitarist, and Chris is going to be the drummer, and I wound up being a guitarist, and Chris wound up being a guitarist, and Todd wound up being a drummer. We got another bass player. It never worked out the way we had thought, but we did it to have fun. And, I forget what a point I was making.
I don't remember. You were in a band.
In a band. Oh, yeah. And one of the things that we wanted to do was actually start a radio station, because we didn't like the music that was being played. And we realized how ridiculously expensive it was to start a radio station. And we were young and stupid, and we kind of abandoned that.
That's the lovely thing about being young.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
All we need is a building and a microphone. Yeah. That's all we need.
We'll be pirates.
Radio pirates.
Yeah.
We probably could have got away with that. We would have made zero money and been arrested.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the nice thing about the technology today is we can do this, and, you know, if nobody listens to it, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm interested. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I'd listen to it, and we get at least one download.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is, excuse me, this is, I'm very happy with this.
Yeah.
We can get that one... That one panel keeps falling off. We're going to have to put some Velcro on that one. It's being stubborn.
If it works, we'll have to check it.
Well, that'll be the one to test on. If that one stops falling, we'll come in tomorrow and everyone will be on the floor except for that one.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, I got them hanging from the ceiling. There's patterns. That stuff was Aurelex. Aurelex. Aurelex.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I got it from, I don't want to mess this up. I got it from the Guitar Center. Just had them deliver it here, and it wasn't that expensive. I mean, for what we got, I'm very happy.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was just over $100 for 32 panels, and it's It's perfect for the size of the room. I mean, if we did another 32, we could almost cover the entire room. I don't think we need to do that.
No.
Maybe a couple additional pieces, maybe get like a 10-pack or something like that, just for some of the corners, and gets a little. There's a little bit of echo left in here, but it's. I'm pretty happy with it. I pulled the guitar out and, you know, screamed and shouted in here, and I was hooting and hollering like an idiot while we were putting this stuff up. But
before we're done, we'll have to shut the windows to see what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, get a better idea with it. Record it. Now, if we're our main goal is to get in the voiceover. And when we're doing voiceover, I've got the reflector to go around the microphone.
That should cancel out a lot.
That'll cancel out a lot. And we can turn down the microphone volume and get up on it more and talk a little softer. And then you won't pick up.
You're listening to the Morning Coffee Clash.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, when you're right, you turn the gain down on the microphone, you get on it, and you don't have to project as much. But it's kind of weird talking like this.
It's really, it's not normal.
Yes, I feel very creepy.
Because I've been, every once in a while.
You listen to me talk like this.
There's, no.
Okay, so to stop that little conversation right in its tracks, because we just started rambling after this point, I'm going to cut out about 20 minutes of us just talking about nothing and get onto a more philosophical conversation that Rocco and I had. So enjoy the rest of the podcast, guys.
And
be an original as long as you're being original this way.
Right. Be completely unique the way we tell you to do
it. Don't be too different.
Yeah.
You'll be unique, but don't you dare do something different than everybody else.
It's going to be different, man. It's just weird.
It is weird. Because there's so many things right now that make no sense. I mean, I never thought about some of this stuff. Like, right now there's, you know, one of the hot button, I don't even like that term, but one of the big issues is like right now gay marriage.
Oh yeah.
I never thought about it. I never gave a shit. I don't care what people do.
I never
do.
Cared.
And people they
I always
they
wondered
care.
Why it was a big issue.
Yeah, people give a shit about that. And not that people shouldn't, but like I'm not gay.
Right.
So why do I care if there's a couple, whether they're two men or two women and they're gay and they're in love and they're happy and they want to get married, why should I care? It doesn't hurt me. It does nothing to me for them to go live their life and be happy.
They're happy. What the hell?
Exactly. But people get pissed about it. I mean, it's like ruining their lives.
The people who are unhappy are even more unhappy.
Well, yeah, they're unhappy about other things.
There are. It's this strain of people where they want to be unhappy. They never want anything resolved. They don't want to make themselves happy. They just want other people
to be as miserable as they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
I remember, God, I must have been sixth, seventh grade, something like that. Somebody, you know that age when you just start talking about things.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're saying. You're just agreeing with people. Yeah, I hate them too. I don't even know who they are.
And someone said something about, well, back then you had your hot button words that were still accepted, you know, homo and, you know, all those words.
Yeah.
And someone said that, like we were having a conversation, it was just a bunch of kids, and they're like, oh, this, that, and the other thing, and you know, it's against religion, God doesn't want it. And I remember, and it was weird, because at that time, I just went, well,
that
maybe,
makes no sense.
Well, I'm like, well, maybe they have a different God. I'm like, well, this is America. Maybe they're not Christian.
America.
Well, I say it the real way. I'm like, well, maybe they're not Christian. Maybe they have a different God.
Are you some kind of terrorist? Right. This is America.
And that's exactly the look I got was, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is America. There's a freedom of religion. There's a lot of other religions.
What?
I know.
How'd you get out right now? No, yeah, but I mean, I can remember when I realized that stuff was wrong. And I was a kid, and I just, like you're saying, you just kind of joined in because that's kind of how things were. And then also one day I went,
wait,
why is that wrong?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, you have that thought, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. My brother is down in Tennessee.
And, that's Merca.
Merca. And it was weird. We were driving past this place, and he's like, yeah, look at that. He goes, that's the... Look at the size of that building. because that's the largest church or whatever in the area. He goes, it's all non-denominational. And I went, you know, and my first thought was, that's really great. Non-denominational, everybody can get together. My second thought is, wait a minute, why are you giving up your own religion just to conform to everybody else? If you want to be religion A,
yeah, then be religion
balls
A.
Balls to the wall, religion A. Do everything that religion A would do.
Yeah, don't. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, I have a real hard time even trying to argue those points because I don't understand religion. And not that I'm dumb to the point where I don't understand what they're talking about. I don't understand the need for it.
You disagree with the organization of religion, not the necessarily the belief. If someone were to believe in a deity, you probably aren't against that.
No.
It's this organized...
That I believe in this deity, so you must believe in this deity.
And you need to do everything you're told.
Yeah.
Because this deity does not want you to have baloney on every other Tuesday of the month if it ends in an R.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's so many things about it that just, to me, make no sense. Like you said, to conform to this.
Right.
Okay, we believe in basically the same story as you, but yours happened with the guy wearing yellow shorts, and
exactly.
Our guy was wearing lime green shorts. So you're going to hell.
You all have to die.
Yeah, that stuff makes no sense. I mean, I don't necessarily believe in what most people believe. I mean, because I have more of an open... I believe that what we all think we know... If you took everybody and you took every opinion that everybody has about anything and everything... when we find out at some point, at least one person in the history of humans will learn the truth, I would imagine. It may not be anytime soon, but that person's going to realize that everybody
was wrong.
Has been wrong
right.
about everything.
I've said that for a long time. When we figure out time travel, and I think we will eventually.
Or we have, technically we have
if it are.
Or we will.
Or
we did. Oh, time travel's tricky.
Then someone is going to go, hey, I'm going to travel back to this one time and see if this one guy was in this one place when he died. And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? It's just bizarre.
Yeah, there's a universe. I absolutely believe there's other life in the universe. I don't think that we're specially made.
No.
I think that life adapted to what was available here, and life will adapt to wherever. And I've told you this before, I believe that life is very much like a virus. Mm-hmm. And you put even a fraction of the needed materials for life to spawn, and it will find a way to exist.
Right. I agree with you. If it
can,
it will.
Did somebody start that? Maybe.
Right.
Would I call that person God or whoever? No. It could have been a scientist. We could be an atom in the cell of a greater creature. We could be a cell in the snot bubble of somebody's sneeze. We don't know. We have no idea.
We could be a simulation.
We could be a computer project. We could be...
And that's where it kind of comes all the way back around. Maybe.
Maybe.
They're all right. Maybe we are the most smartest and bestest creatures and most specialist in the entire world and universe.
And then I prated?
And that's even scarier.
How about this one? Here's an idea for you. Maybe everybody's right. Maybe nobody's wrong, but
we're
all
possible.
Right.
That is possible.
Who knows?
Huh?
But I can't... I mean, I love getting people riled up who just are steadfastly believing in thing A. In thing A 0.5 is completely wrong, you know.
Right, I find it funny the person who believes completely in A, not because they thought of it, they never analyze it. They're just chugging along.
Yes. It's not their religion; it's mm-hmm. religion they were given.
If you are wholehearted about something and believe it, and actually thought about it and agreed to it,
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, and I've never met anybody who has grown up. Whose parents brought them up religion A, and then at some point they turned around. And I know it happens.
Right.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I've never met anybody who at some point questioned all that and then went to religion B. Other than, I mean, that's what I did. My parents, and now you've I don't know if you've probably heard of Moravian because you're from the area. Like it's basically like Methodist.
Yeah.
And it's they've got like a headquarters in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I think Winston-Salem, wherever down in the Carolinas. But it's basically an offshoot of Methodist, and that's how I was raised. But at some point, and I told you the story, and I may have covered this before in a podcast, where I questioned what I was being taught in Sunday school. And not just questioned it, but stymied my Sunday school teacher on two separate occasions. And I was asked to leave because, you know, he was talking about...
You're not supposed to question it.
Exactly. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Cain kills Abel. Cain gets exiled and comes back with a wife from the land of Nod. Well, where the hell did she come from? If God only created Cain... And, well, you're not supposed to ask that question. And then next week it was God was like a circle. He had no beginning and no ending. And he took his wedding ring off. And he's holding it up. It's like a circle.
Yeah.
And I said, can I see that? And I took it and I turned it side. And I said, but it's got edges. So it begins and ends. And he said, he told me I had to leave. And that was the end of my foray into religion. Because I thought, well, if this is, you know, how it is, then there should be an answer. And questioning it shouldn't get you kicked out. It should bring you into a, you know, here's, let me help you understand. It was, you got to leave now.
There's the point I was where I started to think about it, because you go through, I was Catholic, and I am Catholic, I guess, and you go through catechism and everything. And at one point, I'm thinking about all these sins. You're born with sin. You sin. You sin all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make up for your sins. You know, you're going to die being a sinner. You were born a sinner. You're going to die a sinner. And then... at one point they went, but you have to confess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, oh. Well,
but you already know.
You got to confess. Okay, I understand. And then what happens? Well, you're absolved.
Yeah.
And I went, wait, hang on.
Wait, so I can do pretty much anything as long as
I sin
confess.
All I want. As long as I tell this guy in a booth, and I don't know who the guy is, and he doesn't supposed to not know who I am, and it's all dark and secretive, but if I tell him everything and then say a couple of prayers,
mm-hmm.
I'm a clean slate.
Yes.
And I went,
that seems like an awfully big loophole.
I went, that seems awful convenient.
Yeah.
And I was young at that point. And then I started paying attention, and they're like, oh yeah, well, whatever that, like that dogmatic law or whatever priests decide, like, or I should say the Pope, because he's like God's right-hand man, yeah, supposedly.
Yeah.
Whatever he decides as religion. that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, I am not a Catholic scholar. I am not any kind of Christian, you know.
Yeah, I've got zero, right.
However, it just seems awful convenient to have people who, now, I mean, as a kid, I was a kid back then, but I'm thinking, you have a society in a place, or rules in place in the society where if someone in power or in a bad position or they did something, they have money and then they go tell this guy in a booth and then all of a sudden he knows it. And the person in the booth is part of a gigantic business.
Big corporation.
And they have all of the money. And I'm thinking to myself, when the plate gets passed around for money, you know that guy is going to be asked to donate a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, maybe not so much now, but you know there was a day.
At some point,
you know, that priest or the father or whoever it was, the bishop, pulled the guy with all the most money aside and said, hey.
I know all about what you did.
Yeah. And
God came to me and told me, right, you need to pay up, sucker.
And that's what I'm like, that seems an awful lot, not so much about saving people's souls as it is a means of control and a way to make money and keep people working 6 days a week.
It's like saying, you can come to this restaurant and eat all you want, but as long as you tip your waiter really well, you won't gain any weight. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's just, eat seven cakes. It's fine. As long as you say you're sorry for it, you won't gain any weight.
And that's where, when I was a kid, and I was young at that time, I started to question everything. I'm like, okay, That doesn't seem to be make any sense.
Yeah, and you know, I know I've said this before, but I agree with the concept mm-hmm. and the stories, the what's the word I'm looking for, the ideals that are taught,
the teachings. Really,
yeah, the you know, be good to your neighbor, yes. Be a good person. Don't steal, don't kill, don't rape, don't, right. You know, don't do...
Don't have sex with your neighbor's wife.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
It's a really good word of advice.
Really, yeah, it saves you a lot of trouble in the future. I agree with all that. I don't agree with the... But you got to believe it because this guy could do magic tricks and illusions.
And that's where it gets weird.
Yeah, and I know that's going to... You know, somebody, if anybody listens this far into the podcast, they're going to hear magic tricks and illusions, and they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But when you look at it from my point of view, where that's all I see it as, it's not really all that crazy. I mean, I can listen to a religious person and have them explain, and I can understand. But then I can turn on and watch Ancient Aliens and go, hey, well, you know what? That kind of makes sense, too. I'm not saying either one's right, but I'm saying there's a lot of valid points on both sides.
That's a lot of conversations I've had throughout the years. They always came up with the same thing. It's in the Bible. It's in the good book. It's in there. And mm-hmm. I went, well...
Who wrote that?
Yeah, God didn't, as far as I know, God didn't write that. Mm-hmm. And from what I was taught, God, even though God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost are all one somehow.
They're different.
Jesus wasn't God. No. God was his father. So, apparently. So, and then I'm thinking to myself, well, who wrote, I mean, for all you know, even let's say God exists, in the Catholic ideal, God exists. You die and you go before God, and he's gonna, and you went, listen, I did everything. I didn't eat meat on Fridays. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. God's gonna go like, why?
What's
not?
A Friday?
Yeah, God's gonna be like, it's like, I gave you pigs because they taste really good. Yeah. When you
have
make
you
them.
Had bacon?
Yeah, have I gave
I'm
that
eating
to
bacon
you.
Right now, it's like, and it's Friday.
Yeah. It's like, who told you not to do that?
Yeah, well, that guy went to hell.
Yeah,
he was for telling people not to eat pork.
He was touching kids. I'm not going to let him in here.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many wrong things that.
Sorry, folks.
Hey, we're not here to apologize.
But yeah, you know, it's just for all you know, is you might show up one day and maybe it'll be this old guy in the clouds, and he's gonna be like, listen, I don't know what they're talking about. I never said any of that shit.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good possibility.
It's like, you remember that one time when you were like 18 or 19 and there was this gorgeous, gorgeous hot girl?
Yeah. I
set that up because I knew you liked redheads.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything. You remember she broke her car? Your car broke down.
Yeah.
And you had to come get her because nobody else was home.
And her pants fell down. Remember that?
I mean,
what else could I do?
It's like, well, you know.
Well, stupid.
Do-do-do.
Dur,
dur. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's my loophole. Is if God does exist, and everybody goes, well, if you don't believe, you're going to hell. Well, if that's the case, and by your own account, we're all created in his image. So it's in some small way, God's a skeptic, and he will understand.
Hmm.
So I'm covered. I'm good. I have no fears. The great thing about not believing in heaven is I don't believe in hell either. So.
Well, that's the weird thing, is that Jesus was Jewish, right? He was a Jewish person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, technically, he was always Jewish because he never became Christian because he was Christ.
He was Christ. He was the original Christian.
He was. Well, I don't think he ever switched over and said, hey, I'm going to Bobism.
That's true.
He was always, right now, if he's Christ and he was
so
Jewish.
So Christians are just.
Well, then, here's my thought. The Jewish faith, they don't believe in hell.
No.
And if Jesus was God, and God didn't believe in hell, then when did we get hell? Because Jesus didn't believe
in the 17th century.
Well, exactly. Dante.
Dante's Inferno.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's these bizarre loopholes that you're going, you go, wait a minute.
Yeah, because when people think of the devil now, they think of the guy with the horns and all that. But before that, the devil was a snake.
Hmm. Maybe it was God going, hey, I got you some apples over here.
And here's a really interesting thing. How do we know that God's the good guy?
Oh.
Maybe the devil's the good guy, and God's just a better salesman.
Hmm.
And these guys believing that the devil's the bad guy. Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. If that's all true, we don't know. We're stupid. We don't know what's going on. We can't even figure out, you know.
If the devil is supposed to tempt you and give you whatever you want, wouldn't there be a whole lot more?
You should have shown up by now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Be a lot more happy people.
I know there's been a whole lot of people dying of cancer, and I never knew anybody that just got better because they, you know, they talked to the devil.
Yeah,
the
devil shows them, hey, I'll get rid of that cancer for you if you give me your soul. Okay.
Yeah.
What's my soul good for after I'm dead? Right. Well, nothing, but I get to put it in a shoebox. Right? It's yours.
I never hear any of that.
Nope.
No. But, yeah, I don't know.
God doesn't seem to help out a lot of those people either. So here's how I always looked at it when I was growing up. My original thought process was, I got kicked out of Sunday school for asking questions. And then I started thinking, no, wait a second. Growing up, I can remember stories about Santa Claus. And he was a fictitious character. And then there was the Boogeyman. He was a fictitious character. And then there was the Easter Bunny. He was fictitious. And then there was, let's see, who else was there? There's the Easter Bunny. Oh, there's Tooth Fairy. And she's fictitious. And then here's another person I can't see or no one's got a picture of and there's no actual proof of. And you're telling me to follow this unconditionally. I think I'm going to play the safe bet and say no. Because you've lied to me 7 times now.
And that's what you would think. Eventually, people who, when you start following a train of logic, you're going to go, okay, wait a minute. Now, that being said, there's been times in my life when weird shit has happened.
Yeah.
When I've asked, I'd be like, okay, I'm in a bad spot and I need some help. And I got some help. And something, and that's where you're like, okay, is that me doing it? Because I've asked for help a whole lot of other times.
Nothing's happened. I asked for a pair of moon boots when I was a kid, and I got them. It doesn't mean God gave them to me.
Well, no. But there have been weird things that make me wonder.
I think that's going to be the title of this episode. God didn't give me moon boots.
I like it. I do. Honest to God.
That's funny. I do that. Wow. That's not so funny, Bone.
And that's where I think that we know nothing about anything. Absolutely, no matter how much technology we have right now, no matter anything that we think we know about reality.
Yeah, we know nothing.
We know nothing.
Yeah.
So I feel that there is something that we don't know out there.
Oh, I'm sure there's something. Right. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
So if you want to call whatever that thing is God, or if you want to put one label on it,
I don't think you can.
No, but there might be some people that do.
Well, no, I know there's people that do. And there's people who believe that the Earth's 2,000 years old and dinosaurs are, you know, were planted by man as a hoax.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's crazy.
Right. I'm still waiting for those religions to start. The further we get along technologically... the more shit we're finding about old civilizations that clearly were around a lot longer.
And every time they find something, oh, we got to push that back 5,000 years.
And I'm still waiting for religions because now, at one time, when we were young, there was no wavering. Evolution did not exist.
No.
Everything here was put here from God.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, you're finding these gigantic, you know, cities.
Yeah, the ruins of cities.
Right. And now all of a sudden you have these extremely religious people going, God made us evolve. It's like, well, where were you when I was a kid? Because that wasn't what that I was being told. Close.
Yeah, with intelligent design.
You're right. It's like, well, whatever. Because now you're just starting to change. Once you start changing your principles, yeah, then when do you stop changing it?
Exactly. I mean, that's the Vatican scientists are doing it. And not that they're, you know, the Vatican scientists say, we've always been looking for answers and we've never, you know, we are of faith, but we live by science.
Right.
And they have come out and said, look, we've looked where we think God is and he's not there. We know that. So the only place God can be is outside the universe, and he's never actually been within our universe. He created the universe and just let it go. That's why we have free will, because once he started the Big Bang, he no longer had control over. I can almost get behind that. If it is it God in the religious sense? Mm. I don't know. Maybe somebody did start the Big Bang. Don't know. When I call him God? Nah.
But see, that's where everything in these religions are generally very strict guidelines. You need to do this, 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 or don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Eventually, you start wearing down that shit. It's like next thing you know, oh, well, God's outside the universe, and when we die, he might not even know it. So he might not punish you because he might not even know you exist. So yeah.
He may have walked away like 14 billion years ago.
Or it might be sitting in this room. Hey, God.
Yeah. It could be.
Maybe he's the one that knocked that panel down.
It could be. That's why he knocked on one by your head. He's like, stop talking shit about me.
Right. Well, he's leaning against the wall here.
He must be skinny. There's not much room.
Well, there. If you were God.
Well, that's true. It could be just another dimension.
But it just gets too weird because then at what point do you start changing your religion and not start coming close to, like, why is it that every religion is specifically distinct? When why can't they just say, oh, guess what? We were talking to these other guys that had this other religion.
And it kind of made sense.
And it kind of made sense. So now we're going to change our religion to be like their religion.
You can't do that, though. That's how religion is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, that's the great thing about not having a religion, because I can, if somebody comes up to me with a better idea, I can kind of go, I like those ideas, and I'm going to kind of incorporate them into what I think. Mm. Because I don't know everything.
Huh? Or unless you're God.
I don't think so. If I was, I wouldn't work so many hours.
Maybe you won't know until you're dead. Or died. Until you're dead.
Was that The Nines, that movie?
That was a good
movie. That was a good movie.
It was.
Yeah, I liked that.
I was surprised how it turned out. I was like, you know what? That's a really interesting.
Well, you kind of...
I laid it out a little bit.
So I kind of knew it was coming, but it was still a good movie.
Yeah, it's far superior race who basically had a video game.
Mm-hmm. That's all it was. And that's one of the theories behind reality.
Yeah.
Is that this could all be a computer generation simulation.
Yeah. Who knows?
Like, we're in this room right now, which means that the rest of the world doesn't exist because we can't see it.
I have heard that, and it fascinates me.
It's amazing. I don't necessarily believe it's true.
I don't believe it or understand it.
Amazing concept.
And what that concept of where my universe is completely distinct to me.
Yeah.
And your universe is completely distinct to you. And only when we get together do they merge.
Yeah.
So this room, right now as we're looking at it, looks this way because we're together.
Yeah.
But as soon as one of us leaves, it could be completely different.
See, here's what confused me about that, though. When you've got things like this, a podcast, so we're recording this. So how does that get into somebody else's universe?
Well, then when they choose to listen to it.
But how would they know it exists if they're in a different universe?
Because they're seeking it. They may seek it out, or it might come across them.
So we're just putting out knowledge, and if people...
If people may want to tune into it, they tune into it.
Hmm.
But then I don't actually agree with any of it, because...
It's a great theory.
Really interesting way to think of things.
I love theories where they just think outside the box, because it makes you think.
Mm-hmm. Like, I agree with that on one level, is the energy that people have, not anything physical, but their perception, the way they pick up on things, that is self-contained. Like if you took somebody in society, they're going to act one way. You put them alone on an island, they're going to go batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah, they're going to act completely differently.
Because they're without social interaction, people start to lose it. You see the same thing. You separate people, or they don't have interaction. They start getting older. They live on their own. There's something really about, it's almost like an energy, the transference. Maybe not like anything you would think of.
Yeah.
But something happens, and that I kind of dig a little bit. I'm not going to start talking about hippies and vibes and all that crap.
Because I don't unicorns. No, but I understand what you're saying.
But yeah. it's like you generate your own certain energy, and that's where a lot of the karma shit ties in. If you're negative, you're going to transmit negativity.
You're
going to
bring other people down.
And you're going to bring other people down, and you're going to attract it because that's what you want. And on the same token, that you, if you try to be your own person, you can almost transfer, like you can give that out sometimes to other people. Like not if they're, you know, if they're sick or they're ill or anything, but you can pass some of that shit on.
But just to expand on that, like right now, if you and I weren't sitting in this room and I was still in Florida and you were here, this conversation would not be happening. So just the proximity changed the course of our thinking for the day.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that everything else in the universe doesn't exist.
No.
Because that squeaky toy we heard before, but that, where'd that come from?
But did somebody actually squeeze a squeaky toy, or was that just a sound file that played because the program said someone was supposed to squeeze a squeaky toy?
Well, that's always a possibility.
See, that's the thing that it's like, wow. Because the way I heard that it was that the universe is a giant computer, basically. The data is all there. There's the energy. But it takes so much energy to create the entire universe. It can only create what we perceive. And everything else is just the data file. That's because, like, if you're playing a video game and you hear a sound of something in the background, it wasn't actually created. It's just a sound file that was
played. That's true.
To make you think that something happened.
But there was also, it was either Twilight Zone or The Outer Limits when I was young that had that one episode where these people got knocked out of alignment or whatever the fuck you call it, and they were too far in the future, but the future was being created for them.
Oh, where they were building the like the car accident or something, like, street.
There was no streets, there were no roads, like things weren't completely put together.
Yeah,
like there'd be a payphone, but there would be missing buttons because those guys who build the payphone didn't come across.
Didn't finish it. Yeah,
so. It's interesting that that's a common theme. It has been a common theme for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, it's an interesting theory.
It is an interesting theory.
And it's very possible. And humans being humans, if we ever get that advanced, we will do that.
Yeah.
There's always the other one similar to that is that we're not actually us right here, right now. We're us, but we don't live right now. We're actually in the future, or maybe we're not even humans, but this is all something that takes place in the matter of a very short amount of time in our entire lifespan, and we're plugged into a computer just to experience it. So there's a giant program running, like World of Warcraft is. Let's just say there's Earth is running.
Right.
Somewhere, someone has Earth running, and you're like, I need a vacation. Or you're like, well, I have an assignment from whoever to learn something. And maybe you don't choose who you're going to be.
You just get plugged in.
You plugged in, and you experience an entire lifetime in a very short amount of time. Everything is compressed, so you experience it like this. We're sitting here for an hour and a half. Never existed. Like, it went by so fast. It actually happens. Like, you're plugged in, I'm plugged in.
But time's relative.
But time is relative. So then, after this is all done, you get unplugged and you're wherever.
And you've acquired the knowledge that you needed to acquire.
Right. Or, I mean, whether it was fun, whether it wasn't fun, whether you just, I don't know, for whatever you get out of it.
That would explain multiple personalities. Too many connections into one character.
A feedback loop, something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't end it, maybe. You can't sever it without problems, so you have to let it run its course.
It's like a party line. Somehow, or multiple people got connected to one character, and whoops.
Or maybe you needed the desire to be crazy. Or maybe you needed to feel helpless.
Out of control.
Let's say you're a person in a position of power, and you need to feel out of control and helpless in order to appreciate what other people need.
Or,
so you get plugged in like that, and you have to suffer for it, and you have to experience that kind of nuts.
I've got one for you. How about this one?
That's really interesting.
I might cut that out. We might have to make a movie about that. That's awesome.
Dude, cut it out. 1:36.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it's a really fascinating, it's really interesting to think about. Because if you think about everything that would go into that, I mean, it might not even be humans.
That's true. It could be.
anything.
Porcupines.
Right. It just, this might be something, or like the Matrix. Maybe you're in some sort of an existence where you can't experience this type of textile.
Yeah, it's all been destroyed.
Either it's been destroyed, or maybe it just never existed.
Well, maybe, that's a possibility.
Right, maybe you come from something else. Maybe it's mist or energy, and you can't touch things. You can't experience things. What if you can never experience emotion, and you figured out a computer program that could teach you how to have emotions?
If you couldn't experience emotion, how would you know they exist?
It's a program. Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe they're just like,
maybe it's a glitch in the system?
Maybe these guys created this thing. It's really weird. You should do it. You should see what it's like.
We're one alien intelligence in another alien's program, and it doesn't quite work right?
It could be. You know, who knows? I like thinking about this shit because you never know.
Is that why? That kind of goes along the lines of, I was telling you about the time that me and some friends were sitting around. It was me and Chris and Todd and Pete, and we were sitting around talking about how possibly we're not, you know, the human body mm-hmm. is the animal, and the conscious is a separate entity that can't exist in the physical world and takes over a body to experience life. And that's why it takes so long for humans to actually become capable. You know, like a deer can get up and run and fend for itself in a couple of weeks. A human, it takes years.
Right.
But it's such a complicated machine, such a complicated organism. It takes that long for the
user,
the user, the other, the extra dimensional being that takes control of it to actually get control of it.
I've heard that. I mean, I heard it from you, but I've heard that other places too.
Really,
it's really interesting.
I mean, it's a, because it makes sense why we can't,
or similar, something yeah. similar.
Because it's always baffled me how we are us, mm-hmm. right? We're human beings. These are our bodies. This is our mind. It's our consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's our thought process, but we don't know how our body works.
Yep.
We don't know how the brain works.
Nope.
We don't know. How is that? How does the brain, the thing that is thinking the thought, not know how the thought is thunk?
It's the truth.
That might be the title.
How does the thought get thunk?
How does the thing that's thinking not know how the thought is thunk?
It's a fascinating thing. But see, that is where you're a philosopher. And a lot of people, I used to tell people I used to write philosophy. And they'd be like, whoa, what do you think, you're superior? What do you sit around talking about spoons and why do spoons exist? I'm like, no, you jackass.
There is no spoon.
There's no
spoon. Everybody knows that.
It's just fascinating because if you think in those terms, a lot of things make sense. You know, you're in another dimension, or if you maybe don't want to call it a dimension, nice.
There's
maybe
no
it's
dimension.
Maybe it's this dimension. Maybe it's just an energy or a wavelength we can't see. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're plugged in.
Yeah.
Or you get, you know, something like that. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot we can't see. I mean, we just know that because we know there's a spectrum of light, and we can only see a very, very narrow band of that.
But that concept makes a lot of sense when you hear these stories about people, when someone's dying, they see something escaping from the body.
Yeah, maybe they can see a little bit into that spectrum
right.
that we shouldn't normally see.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities for stuff like that.
I've told you one of my theories is that
auras.
Some people
can see auras. Well, how? Maybe it's just an energy that we all give off.
Right.
And they can actually see it.
Right. Or maybe that person got lucky enough to have that eye that was just a little bit more evolved.
Just a little bit. Something happened.
Just a little. Right.
Yeah. But turned the wrong way in the womb when it's going to bump his head. Oh, now I can see worse.
I've told you my theory, and this is the theory I kind of like, because it's I don't know. I don't know why I thought of it. But humans as an animal species, they're up to a certain point, they're one thing. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, boom, something happens. Everybody's like, oh, God, or intervention, aliens, whatever.
Yeah.
Yet we have so much extreme amount of junk DNA in our DNA that I think it's really interesting to think that all of a sudden here was this retrovirus, whatever this retrovirus that's been evolving for God knows how many billions of years. Maybe it came from another planet. Maybe mm-hmm. it was here. Finally finds a host, and it transfers its DNA into that host. Because it happens. It's fact. We've seen it.
Yeah.
That DNA gets replicated and is now our DNA.
It becomes intelligence.
It becomes, right. So we, even though we're humans, we're actually the retrovirus. We are the evolved manifestation of the retrovirus.
Well, yeah, it's kind of along the lines of my idea of life as a virus.
Exactly.
So there was a hominid species on a planet that got so far, and his virus hit him, and all of a sudden
they evolved.
It was enough. They were advanced enough that they right. could build on that, but not so advanced that they couldn't take over.
Right. So there's junk DNA, but not because of any intelligent intervention. It was just another species trying to procreate, and that is its main way of procreating, is it's injecting its DNA into something else.
Yeah, very sci-fi, but yeah.
Isn't it? I think it's kind of interesting.
It is very interesting.
Because as a human species, as evolved as we are, why wouldn't the body have come up with a defense against junk DNA?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely believe that we've been around a lot longer than,
we believe. Are
led to believe.
Yeah.
Because it's just, there's too many.
It's not for me, it's not even a question.
Yeah. I mean, there was, it's just so long where there was, you know, no advancement, apparently. And then all of a sudden, and you can go, you can find my great niece, who's like 18 months old. She can pick up a smartphone and knows how to work that thing.
Oh, I've been saying that.
Flipping through things and may not understand what she's doing, but it's very natural. It knows how to scroll through and look at pictures and zoom.
It's not.
How is that possible?
It's not natural to be that natural.
Or is it?
Well, if this has happened before.
That's what I'm saying.
If we were here before and we had a similar technology, this is how I explain it. If we've evolved already, if let's say it took a lot longer to evolve in the past, but then over the course of a couple thousand years, or shorter, I guess, we evolved with technology slowly, and we actually evolved like mentally.
Yeah.
And now this is like the second or third time around, but our bodies already evolved to it.
They already know this stuff.
That's so why they we already make it. Know it.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not creating. We're not inventing anything.
It's just coming back to us.
Yeah. We're just.
It's bizarre that it's that natural.
It is. It's very bizarre.
And this is coming from a generation that never had it. It's bizarre how you can never have something, and then it's extremely natural to use the technology that is now.
Yeah, but on the other side of that token, there's people who are maybe the generation before us, or even the beginning of our generation, because we're kind of at the tail end of our generation, and we understand this stuff. But there's people who are a little bit younger than us and a little bit older than us that smartphones, computers, all this stuff just baffles them. And I can't understand it. I mean, who were we talking to one day? Remember that? And I don't know if you were there or not, but this dude was like, he was like 2 years younger than me. And
he had a flip phone,
like an old, and this was not long ago. This was like a month or two ago. He had like an old flip phone, and that was beyond his, he's like trying to figure out, I don't know how to send a text message mm-hmm. on this. This here is just complicated stuff. And I'm like, are you serious? Uh-huh. A text message?
It's weird.
Yeah. It's like the phone's ringing. He can't figure out how to answer it. I didn't have this when I was a kid. You're younger than I am. I had it when I was a kid. How do you not?
I agree.
Really? I mean, not everybody. I did grow up in an area where we had more access to that, but
It's odd, though. There are some people just don't care. They don't want to know it.
And that's one thing. But this wasn't, he didn't want to know and he didn't care. He had had this phone for a while. And it just was still beyond his ability to understand.
Maybe it wasn't in his genetic makeup.
That could be. I mean, I've seen people who look like cavemen.
Literally.
Literally, they got the cranial ridge and the, you know, the kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's bizarre. And what's even more bizarre is you don't know if the technology is getting so advanced that it's just natural, or are we actually building technology based on what we are easy at?
Yeah. And, you know, more and more it seems like, especially in like the last year, because we were wondering, I remember a few years ago, we were talking about, you know, the iPhones come out and you got the Androids and you got the smartphones. What's the next step beyond it? Because at some point, this is already getting to the point where, you know, bigger, better, and faster is no longer important as what it does.
I think it's plateaued.
It's definitely size. Plateaued. Yeah, I mean, and this is I've got a Nexus 4, and it dwarfs your iPhone, and then you've got a 4, and it's almost too big. Without the bumper case, it's comfortable, but with that extra like 2 millimeters, it's almost too big. But I mean, it's still a nice phone. But now it's, you know, we're looking at what's coming up is Google Glass. You got the smartwatches, and you're talking about like the singularity and you know, biomechanical nanotechnology. You know, and cyborgism and all this stuff where we're going to start integrating technology. What if that is actually by design? And at some point, unwittingly, we're going to merge with technology. And it's going to actually activate in our DNA and our genetic makeup what we really are.
It's possible.
And all of a sudden, we're just going to be like, the light bulb is going to go off. And we're going to go, ding, holy crap, we've done this all before.
It's possible. It's very possible that in our genetic makeup, there is data already stored.
I just had another great idea for
And it's bizarre how knowledge can be passed down. I've talked about this with how does a flower know to evolve a certain color.
Yeah.
There is a knowledge that's somehow passed down and we don't know what it is.
Absolutely.
You know, how does a tree know to produce a fruit that a certain animal likes? And how long does that take? But that's a knowledge that's being passed down, but no one knows how that knowledge is passed down.
Yeah, because a tree has no brain that we know.
Right, exactly. So apparently it's got to have sensory input. It knows if it produces a flower in a certain way, it attracts more insects. So somehow that's being collected.
Yeah, the pine trees that know they live in a high-risk fire area.
Right.
Their pine cones only open after there's been a fire because...
they're behind us.
Yes.
The sequoias.
Because if the pine cone opens too soon and it gets burned, it won't survive.
Right. Now, where I like to take that is the biomechanical nanotechnology. Eventually, that will cause you to be technically a hybrid.
Cyborg.
You'll be look human, but you'll be cybernetic.
Maybe.
To an extent.
Some people don't look human now.
Right. But what I think...
with, like, body modifications.
Is there... you're going to have the... someone after that. They're going to be the lower evolution. The higher evolution...
original Cylons versus the...
No, what I think is going to happen is you're going to have the true humans who don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the humans that do have that, and they're going to be, I'm sure, great people, as long as they keep their emotions. If they lose their emotions, they're in trouble.
Maybe they'll be better off. We don't know.
True. But then you're going to have the ones after that, which is I wish I was around for. The ones after that is when you can adjust your body. Let's say if you were going off planet, you could adjust your DNA to adapt to whatever you're going to. So let's just say in this world, you wanted to live in the mountains.
Yeah.
But your lungs weren't right. So you can adapt better lungs. Your eyes can adapt better. So the course of nature where we're going, everybody's going to have bad eyes. You get this stuff in you, right? You can manipulate your own DNA. You can fix that. Now you have great eyes. Every generation after you, good eyes. Going to happen, right? Now, think about how far you could take that. You could evolve into anything, anywhere. You can go anywhere and evolve. You want wings? You got wings.
Hmm.
So the next real big jump is going to be something completely different, because you could change in a way where, let's just say, this is just too much bullshit with everything we have going. I want to be simpler. I want to hang out with everyone I know. Where can I go? Let's just say, what's the biggest thing on the planet? Water. Okay. Why don't we just go in the water?
Yeah.
There's a lot of food around. We don't have any of the constraints on clothes. You don't have to worry about any of that. No work. You don't have to work.
Well, corporations don't want to hear that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you think about that level, you don't need technology if you can make your brain evolve to a certain...
If you are technology, you don't need it. You don't need it to be produced for you if you're producing yourself.
Right, and you can do that organically.
Yeah.
So you would get to a point where you can do it organically.
Bio-organically.
But if you manipulate the genetics to do it itself, you no longer need the technology.
But you might.
Well, yeah, you
might. Because if that's the case, then we should be able to do that now. We may need the technology in order to...
Well, yeah, but we're not manipulating our own DNA.
Not that we know of.
True.
Here's an idea for you. We're going towards technology and cyborgism because millions of years ago, a technological race, and not just technological in the sense of they had technology, but they were technology, robotic race, crashed on the planet. And the only way they could replicate, they didn't have the materials needed, was to create an organic machine.
There you go.
And we've just gotten to the point now where we can start to rebuild ourselves as what we think.
It's possible. It's the same thing as my theory. It's the retrovirus, but it's a mechanical retrovirus.
Yeah. Not even a virus, but just imagine a mechanical race lands, and what are they going to build? How are they going to replicate? They've got to use organic materials. So they make an organic robot.
That's very possible.
Because we are just a machine, that's all. They get here and they go, okay, well, we got these. What gets around the best? Let's see, we got these monkey things here. Let's make something that looks like them. But I don't like all that hair. We're machines. We don't have hair.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it without the hair. And they got to be able to communicate. So we can't tap in with the modem, so we got to be able to talk. So we're going to make that.
It's interesting.
That's why we got ESP. It's kind of like a human Wi-Fi.
Well, that's true. And some people aren't as developed because they don't know to turn it on.
Or they forgot it's on. They forgot their password.
Oh. You have all those alerts popping up?
Yeah.
Or they just
locked out. Limited connectivity.
Yeah. They forgot their password and they're just locked out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, crap.
They're like, oh. I tried too many times.
Kind of hard line in, though.
Yeah. I was just trying it. So, yeah. Let me try ESP today. No, I'm locked. Try again in 24 hours.
I need to reset my adapter. So, as always, you can contact us at...
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
And if you made it this far, thank you.
Yeah. Made it almost further than we did.
Maybe this is what lasts, after, everything gets destroyed.
Is this going to be the Primitive Intelligence Podcast?
A million years from now, whatever actually survives, whether it's human or biomechanical, comes back. That would be really cool. Really cool if this is the only thing they found left.
They listen. They go. They were prophets. They knew this was going to happen.
That's cool.
See,
I'm a prophet.
Wow.
I definitely need another beer.
Yeah, I need food.
Yeah.
So.
Till next week.
Be safe. Have fun.
Don't talk on the phone while you're driving. Yeah, for the love of God.
I almost got another accident today because...
Put the phone down.
Get a Bluetooth. If I see one more person driving like a new BMW with the phone to their ear, I'm going to pull them over and punch them in the face.
It's
got Bluetooth. It's
very, very aggravating. Yeah. You don't need to be on the phone.
You know, and I got to find... I did find a couple sites regarding that. Don't text and drive and all that stuff.
Oh.
I wanted to go over them with you, see which one we want to really
get behind. That's good.
We'll get in contact with them and
that's cool.
You know, throw them a bone here and there and a link and all that stuff. Because it really does. It pisses me off. I hate that stuff.
It's very dangerous.
I mean, I got to talk on the phone for my job. I have a Bluetooth.
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, you see, if there's a car near you, 9 times out of 10, they're on a phone.
Yeah, they are. It's
really scary.
It's bad.
Anyway.
But.
Go outside. Look at a star.
Yes. The end of August now?
November.
In November, yes. We're coming up. It's only a few weeks away. As long as it survived its journey around the sun, which I think it did, Comet Ison will start to become visible. And I'm very excited about that. Very excited.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Because it's got the camera. We got to get T adapters for the telescope because we got to get pictures of it. And that'll be awesome.
We got a couple months. We got a month or two.
Yeah, but we got to get the all the...
That would be really badass.
Yeah, that'd be badass. Get a picture of that. So...
All right, and here goes another 10 minutes of us rambling.
We do this every week.
You can contact us at...
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
That's podcasts@primitiveintelligence.com.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T at P-R-I-M-I-T-I-V-E-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-N-G-C-E.com.
What?
Exactly. I probably screwed that up because...
You lost me at...
Yeah.
P. I haven't eaten since breakfast. That was about 10 o'clock. No, not
9:30. Yeah, no, neither have I. I had a couple of breakfast burritos and a bunch of beer.
I guess the beer worked.
It's a food.
Anyway, we could probably talk about this off air.
Yeah, but we do that. Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you
next week
from the new studio, yet to be named, next week.
Goodbye.
Later.